and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going, Nyan?
Not too bad. A short week this week because of the long weekend. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I haven't gone to work since last Friday, so it's been almost a week.
That's good.
We went to, have you been to Noble? I think it's Noble Falls.
Yep.
Or Noble Park.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Noble, the restaurant?
No, Noble.
Oh, Noble.
National Forest. So I took the dog there, which was good fun.
Oh, yeah.
But there were so many other people with dogs as well. It seemed to be a popular sight.
So that's kind of like the family hike?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay.
So, someone's entered the country, I believe.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting week. So one of our long-lost friend finally get into the country. Just started his quarantine today. Yesterday. And then he asked me to bring some noodles over for him because probably doesn't like the quarantine food. So I was so scared when I delivered the food because, you know, I was scared that I go to the wrong place and get arrested and have to spend 14 days in quarantine for no reason whatsoever. So
I may have put you in the same room as him, though. So 14 days with him.
Yeah, I can split costs, but then I'd rather earn money and go to work than just stuck in a room and doing nothing.
Yeah, not much movement.
Yeah, and then what if, you know, the two people fight and then just make the whole experience unpleasant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not moving much, you might, you know, build up blood clots or whatnot.
Oh, yep. Gotta get
that flow.
Yeah. Do you see the news today about this another blood clot case in Australia after the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yeah, I think 52-year-old, was it?
Yep.
Or 53, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we haven't really covered it when we talk about the COVID vaccine a few weeks back. So I assume we should talk about it today because it's a very hot topic. It's one of the most popular questions that people are talking about, especially when we're talking about vaccine, because from this week, the Australian government let younger people start vaccinating, like general population. So this kind of question will come up a lot. And when pharmacies start to vaccinate as well, you will get this similar question again and again.
Mm. It's already started with, like, say, like when I'm giving people the flu vaccination, then pretty much as soon as I've finished it, they're like, so what do you think of the blood clotting with AstraZeneca? And and it's all about getting the information out there, which hopefully we can do that today.
Yeah, same experience with me. Like, I had an electrician came the other day to my house to fix some stuff. And he knew that I'm a pharmacist. So, like, he's like, oh, so what do you think about the vaccine? Because he's going to get the AstraZeneca. And he was asking specifically about the blood clot things. And I explained to him, like, you know, all the pros and cons and what's the risks are, which we will cover about it today. Let's start with what is blood clot in general. So first thing first, these conditions that the blood clot condition that created by the AstraZeneca vaccine or COVID vaccine in general is called vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia or thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndromes. So this concerns... started with the AstraZeneca vaccine back in early March 2021. So blood clot is a process that your body used to prevent bleeding. So, you know, when you start bleeding, it takes about like 30 seconds, a minute that the bleeding starts to slow down because there's a clot formed there. So when a blood vessel is damaged, like you cut yourself, blood cell called platelet rush to the site of the injury and clump together with proteins and other blood cells forming a clot to plug the hole. So you think of it like, you know, the sink, and then you have the plug to block the water from going.
It's very helpful when you're shaving.
How does that work?
As in, like, when you cut yourself while shaving, it's quite useful to have a blood clotting system.
True. Oh, yep. Mm. From your experience, I remember that.
That first natural barber blade.
still give you goosebump.
Oh, yeah. Every time I hold the blade to my neck, the cutthroat, I'm like, all right, here we go.
Like Ishan said, this blood clot mechanism minimizes the further bleeding, so you don't lose all your blood in the system, and so let the repairing start to happen. However, sometimes a clot can form inside a vein or artery, so this will block the normal flow of blood in that part of the body and can cause like serious problems, such as like stroke, for example, when there's a blood clot on the way to the brain, so there's not enough blood supply to the brain. Thrombocytopenia is a condition where there's not enough platelet in the blood. So platelets, like we said above, help to for the blood to clot, clump together, to stop you from bleeding. Thrombosis just means that when a blood clot forms in a vein or artery. So thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome is basically there's a blood clot with a low platelet count in your system. However, it's a very rare and very new and specific syndromes. So, as I said, there's a blood clot and there's low platelet counts.
So it's similar to another very rare syndrome condition, which is called heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. And this usually occurs when someone has an unusual immune reaction to heparin, which is a common anti-clotting medication, which is used to treat heart attack, for example. And these cases, the heparin interacts with, there's a protein, which is found in the blood platelets called platelet factor 4 or PF4. So the immune system then makes a mistake and interprets this PF4 heparin combination as a foreign object and produces antibodies to attack it. So then there's like a chain reaction or a chain of events that gets triggered where the platelets are then activated and sticking together, they form the clots. So the immune system keeps activating platelets, leading them to release proteins into the bloodstream, and that stimulates the clotting system to produce even more clots. So far, the vaccine-induced thrombocytopenia has only been reported after AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines, which are adenoviral vectors vaccine. So it's likely that a molecule present in the vaccine or produced by the cells at the vaccination site, they tend to bind to the PF4 inducing antibody formation that we were talking about before. And so as with the heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, these antibodies bind to platelets, leading to platelet activation. So it still is a bit unclear as to which component of the vaccine is responsible for causing the production of the anti-PF4 antibodies. It could be the adenovirus itself, the spike protein, or any other constituent of the vaccine itself. And they're still looking into that quite thoroughly because just trying to boost confidence and all that. So it's important to realize that most blood clots are not caused by immune processes, because this suggests that for people who have experienced blood clots in the past or have had other factors that might increase their chances of developing a clot. So we'll talk about this later, but taking the oral contraceptive pill, the AstraZeneca vaccine may not pose an extra risk because the causes of clotting are fundamentally different.
Yep. So majority of the case of the blood clot has been people who are under 60 years old. There are cases of people over 60 as well. So it's, you know, this not exclusive to a certain age group. So as I mentioned above, the first sign of the possible link between the vaccine and the blood clot appear when the vaccination program start to roll out in Europe. So the European Medicine Agency, EMA, they identify this pattern in the data about the unwanted health impact following vaccination. So because, you know, every new medications, or in this case, is vaccine, which is new. So there's always a post-study, post-marketing side effect data collection and stuff like that. So all of these patterns show that there's a small number of people start to develop like serious or unusual blood clots in combination with low-level platelets within a month of receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. So a lot of people have say like, because, you know, they research the vaccine so quick, that's why they can't test for the safety of the medications. So the truth is that because this vaccine-induced thrombosis, thrombocytopenia is very rare. So it's not easy to be detected during the vaccine clinical trials. During the clinical trials, it's only involved like maybe a few thousand people, not millions like at the moment. So the side effect or complication only occurs for a few people out of a million. So it might not happen to those participate in the clinical trial. That is why the health authorities continue to monitor the vaccine safety once it's rolled out, because it being used more widely and the rare potential side effect can be identified and investigated. So as we mentioned, when we talk about COVID vaccine, so the common side effects are like fever, sore muscle, tiredness, headache. And they usually start within 24 hours and will be like gone by itself after a couple of days. Those side effects shouldn't be worry you unless they're severe or persistent.
Just to quickly touch on what Nan said before about how they were releasing the vaccine so quickly, I think the other big thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is funding.
Yep.
And because this is such a pandemic that like everyone's pulling resources together and trying to get this sorted. Whereas for any other, say, medication that's being released or vaccine, there's no urgency or there's no, like, basically the funding for it, for yep. it to go through so quickly. Whereas with this one, it's such an important issue that's happening around the world. They're just trying to get it sorted as soon as possible. So the reports of these rare blood clots have occurred later between day four and day 20 after vaccination. So if you experience any of the following symptoms, we'd recommend that you seek immediate medical attention. So examples include severe or persistent headache, blurred vision, shortness of breath, chest pain, leg swelling, persistent abdominal or stomach pain, or unusual skin bruising, and a pinpoint round spots beyond the sites of injection. So the management of patients is similar from treatment of autoimmune HIT, consisting of avoiding platelet transfusions and heparin exposure, and using intravenous immunoglobulin. So using the IVIG is a solution of human plasma proteins, and in particular, there's a IgG antibody. So some patients will be sent home with a new generation of blood thinners and make sure they have regular monitoring. So to put this all into perspective, in terms of getting the risk of getting a blood clot, so the COVID vaccine, they're saying, is 4 in 1 million, which is 0.0004%. In comparison, for the combined oral contraceptive, it's 500 to 1,200 in a million. So that's just 0.05 to 0.12%. Smoking, which is very common, is actually 1,763 in 1 million, which is 0.18%. And the COVID infection itself is 165,000 in a million, which is 16.5%. So just going back to that, COVID vaccination is 0.0004%. So it's a lot less than any of the others. Yeah, and like as Nantuck. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I said, like, would you rather have 0.004% of getting a blood clot from the vaccine, or would you rather 16.5% of getting the infections and you get blood clot?
Yeah. And as Nan said before, in Australia at the moment, under 50s are prefer to get Pfizer at the moment, just because when you outweigh the benefits and the risk for over 50s, they're saying that AstraZeneca is all right.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your body, your choice. Like, there's a lot of vaccine options out there. Whether you want a vaccine or not, we can't force you to get the vaccine. But, like, be sure to, you know, like, collect all the information from the reliable source, like our podcast, for example, or like reliable website, not Wikipedia, not all these news media outlet that keep trying to send out all the clickbait or just try to, you know, get people to view the article about how dangerous things are, or all those anti-vaxxer website and stuff like that. So yeah, make sure you are well informed before you go get your vaccine. And yeah, if you guys have any questions about the blood clots or want to know more about the risk, feel free to check with your health professional, or you guys can send us a message at contact@breakingthecapsule.com. Otherwise, we will see you guys again soon.
All right, see you then.
Bye.
All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.